This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. You killed it last Friday, right, Lee?
We did. We hit all three selections, and also on top of that, two of the selections were actually plus 200 or greater. So it was the equivalent of going 5-0.
Wow. I'll take that any day of the week. I had Draymond Green over – not Draymond. I had Jimmy Butler over 23.5 last night. And that was a stinker. What do you have? Because you told me via text that you've got a backup the Brinks truck winner for the Panthers tonight, and I'm hoping it's what I want to play tonight. I haven't put anything in yet because I've been waiting to talk to you. So what do you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to give you three selections. Give you a basketball selection first. Then we're going to move to a USC selection and finish with a Panthers selection. And for the first time ever, all three are back the Brinks truck up selections, and two of them, we're going to sprinkle a little something extra on the game, so there is a potential for a 5-0. So we're going to start off.
I like action. All right.
You're going to get it today. So we're going to start off with a basketball game tonight. Cleveland and Indiana. And Indiana, as we know, has won the first two games. But last game, Darius Garland did not play again. DeAndre Hunter didn't play again. And Evan Mobley didn't play. Hunter and Mobley, these are top 10, top 15 defensive players in the NBA. They will be back tonight. They've already been at shoot-around, so I'm like 90-95% sure they're playing. I think they're going to bring the intensity, and we saw it when they played Miami. They can shut you down defensively. So I think the defensive efforts are going to be there. We're going to go with our first back-to-Brinks truck-up selection, and it's going to be under 112.5 in the first half.
Oh, we got to fire up the Brinks truck. Hold on a second here. We're backing it up. We're ready to take our deposit. It's a fast reverse. That is,
he's gone.
In reverse, this guy flies. What is? No, I'm sorry. So what is it?
Minus one. We're going to go under 112.5 total points in the first half, Cleveland and Indiana. We think the intensity that Cleveland's going to bring. Don't know if they're going to cover first half for the game, but we think the intensity of the defense is going to be there.
Let me just make sure I have this right. Cavs, Pacers, under first half.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Second selection, UFC. It's the opening bout. I think there's 11 or 12 fights. UFC 315 from Montreal, Canada. Now, it's the fight between Bekhtat Amirkhan, the Turin warrior, fighting Brad Superman Katona. Now, Brad Superman Katona, he looks like Superman if you painted most of the Supermen that have played that role, but with blonde or dirty blonde hair. I mean, chiseled looks. But this guy, Brad Katona, is an untalented fighter. In fact, no finishing potential. He's 3-4 in the UFC. From Dublin, Ireland. He has no following at all. In fact, The three wins are all against fighters who are not even in the UFC anymore. He was cut once from the UFC, brought back. He's boring. Just think that Amir Khan, who is from Kazakhstan, we know about Kazakhstan fighters, he's physical, he's fast, he's dangerous. He dropped Umar Nurmagomedov, did lose the fight, but dropped him in the first round, and I think he's going to be able to stuff the takedowns here. We're going to go with Bekzat Amir Khan, minus 150 is a back-to-Brinks truck up selection, and also we're going to sprinkle something on him at plus 350 to plus 400 to win by TKO or KO.
All right, I like it. We're back in the Brinks truck up again. All right, so far we have Cavs Pacers under on the first half tonight. We've got Amir Khan minus 150 and a little sprinkling on KO, TKO.
Yep.
And now we get to the coup de grace tonight, Lee. And Lee's website is ParamountSports.com. If you want his picks on the regular, we get to the coup de grace, the Panthers game tonight.
All right, so out of three playoff series that have already gone two games, it's hard to argue there's a more misleading one than this Florida-Toronto series so far. If you look at the first two matchups of this series, statistically, Florida has dictated the pace of each game. In Game 1, Toronto had a significant advantage in terms of power plays called. But if you just look at 5-versus-5 play, Florida had a 31-to-11 scoring chance advantage, 64-to-33 shot attempt advantage, and they probably deserved a power play late in the third period with a chance to tie it up with Sam Reinhart was tripped into the boards late. In Game 2, it was more of the same in terms of expected goals, taking into account the quality of the shot, location on the ice, and also other factors. Florida had a 3.8 expected goals expected to score to Toronto's 2.1. Florida's shot attempt advantage in that game was even more dramatic than in Game 1 as well. I came into this series expecting that whoever wins the series will need to win just one on the road to advance, and I still think that's the case. This head-to-head series has been very friendly to the home crowd in recent memory. Toronto, 5-1 of the last six matchups at home. Florida, also 5-1 of the last six matchups at home, and we all know the referees adjust based on the crowd, and head coach Paul Maurice ripped into the officials for that horrible embellishment call against Evan Rodriguez in Game 2. I'd expect that adjustment from the officials tonight, and it's important to remember that Florida's power play is on fire when they get their opportunities. That's 28.6% conversion rate on their power play. It's behind just Dallas and Vegas for the best teams still in the playoffs. So we know also that Toronto will play their backup goalie, who only has two career postseason starts here. Don't want to lay 230, 240 here. We're going to go with the Florida Panthers regulation money line, minus 140, and we're going to sprinkle this Toronto team that I don't think is as good as they've shown, scoring 4 and 5 goals in the first game, under 2.5 goals also on the sprinkle. Panthers win 3-1, 4-1.
I love it. So here it is. Back the Brinks truck up. Three picks from Lee Sterling. Cavs Pacers under on the first half tonight. Amir Khan minus 150 tomorrow night. UFC 315 from Montreal. Sprinkle a little on KO or TKO. And tonight, Panthers regulation winners money line. So because it's what I think regular is minus 230, right? So we're going regulation
Correct.
Money line at about minus 140. And the Maple Leafs under 2.5 tonight. We're sprinkling that as well.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bell.
Is that enough action for you, Mark?
I mean, that gives me the action that I need. Crowder's had the app open the entire time.
The app open. I'm locked in, Lee.
Yeah, you've been talking, so we've got action here. I'm gonna do all those plays tonight.
Hey, Lee, quick question. Yeah. Because the first time that, what was it? There were four road games won in the NBA Finals, and all that we've heard, and there's some under, you know, some lower seeded teams. Is this changing your betting approach now? Because I've lost some money now with these damn road teams beating the hell out of
this people. Has been a tough handicapping job for the for the NBA playoffs.
It has. I lost one of those three games, and where teams had plus 20 point leads. So what I've done is I've adjusted in the last couple days. I've taken teams as far as first half. So, for instance, we had Minnesota first half last night. The night before, I think we had Boston in the first half. So, different, you know, you don't have to just pick a winner for the game. You don't have to pick a total. There's so many different ways to skin a cat. And we've been able to navigate it so far. And hopefully we blow the lid off it tonight and bring the Panthers to within a 2-1 series
That would be great.
Record here, and then hopefully we tie it up and then steal one in Toronto.
That would be great. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Thank you, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, guys. Take care.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.